Good morning, honorable members. Good morning to the department, and good morning to the ministry. Marcel, would you like the agenda, please?
Morning, Chairperson, members, and colleagues from the department. I'll do so, Chair.
Come again. Yeah, there's the agenda. Are there additions from the members? If there were any, I think members would have added those long time ago. Is there a mover for adoption of this agenda?
Just to remove so that for the adoption of the agenda. Good morning to everyone.
Good morning, Madam Dora. Any second that honorable to you?
I second Honorable Chairperson Bosi.
Oh, yeah, thanks a lot, thanks, Honorable Bosi. That being our agenda, are there apologies?
Chairperson, Ms. Tao, member Dudu has apology. He is a newly appointed member for the Western Cape, as a Western Cape delegate chairperson. He has sent an apology. Thank you, Chair.
Is that the only apology we have?
Yes, Chairperson, that's the only apology.
Okay, thank you. Let me welcome the ZSA and the ministry in the meeting here. That today we're going to engage with the, I mean, we're engaging for the first time since the passing of the former chair of this committee, Honorable Maurentia Gilo, may have patriotic soul rest in peace. That we are meeting for the first time since then, and that we, and since we've talked to the, since our last engagement with the SDA, there have been lots of changes, except in the acting. If you look at this, your structure is like a structure in Hollywood. Everybody's acting, very actively acting. I wonder how long will this thing take. This is really worrying us. We cannot have a situation where a majority of people in management are acting. Let's say in those few words, we'll get the answers as the presentation is given. We are engaged, we are looking at the annual performance plan of state SA and their budget. And welcome, GM. This is our first meeting with you. You are more than welcome. We've been waiting for this opportunity to engage with you in your new capacity. And I'll give this opportunity to the ministry to open the meeting and lead the presentation as is on the agenda. Over to you.
Well, thank you very much, Chairperson, and good morning to all members. Let me apologize for switching on my video. I'm actually traveling. I wish to profusely apologize on behalf of the minister who is unable to attend today's meeting because of official commitments outside of the country. Let me convey our profound appreciation to the chair and all members of the Select Committee on Health and Social Services. We are humbled by the opportunity to report to the Select Committee on Health and Social Services on the performance of Statistics South Africa. We fully appreciate the importance of the work of oversight, and we can assure you that you will have our full cooperation. We also acknowledge the presence of our Statistician General and all senior managers of State SA present in this platform. As a result of the recent cabinet reshuffle, Statistics South Africa will now report to the minister in the presidency, Ms. Kumbuzon Chabane. We have recently engaged the senior management of State SA and are quite content with their continued and steady work to collect, produce, and disseminate official and other statistics, including the conducting of a census of the population. The release of the census report, which should be undertaken in the next month, will serve as a new national information baseline, as the census data is the denominator for all other data. State SA has scheduled more than 280 statistical releases for 2023-2024, more than usual, and this is a consequence of the matching report on the census. I trust that you are mindful of the fact that the amendment bill has been submitted for processing in Parliament. State SA is awaiting feedback on the process, whether it will be finalized this year or next year. Our role is to inter alia monitor the performance of the head of statistics, South Africa, the statistician general, approve or disapprove the inception, variation, or discontinuance of statistical collection by a minister or an organ of state other than Statistics South Africa, as provided in Section 40, subsection 1 and 2 of Statistics Act. The term of the Statistics Council, which is legislated, or which is rather a legislative advisory body to both the minister and the statistician general, is in the process of being extended as to allow for the going council to oversee the release of the census report. The process to appoint the new council will commence in due course. This work program promises the long-awaited release of the census 2022 results, which is scheduled for mid-2023. The census is also a critical source of small area data to inform planning and decision-making at the local level. We are profoundly encouraged by the steady work undertaken by State SA, especially during the census preparations. Our National Statistics Agency continues to operate as an independent and impartial institution. We therefore, through your permission, call on the head of Statistics South Africa to present our annual performance plan. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jim. So we'll give over to the doing the presentation.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you.
May
I greet members of the Select Committee, and of course, thank the Deputy Minister for having given a lead on our presentation, and indicate, Chair, that we have been having a lot of Hollywood and Bollywood and Nollywood for quite some time. This is a matter that comes from 2016, when the State SA budget was not funded for posts until the year 2020-2021. We are in the process of addressing some of these challenges, but as we do so, Chair, not all positions that we have are funded, and as such, we deal with them on the basis of those that are critical for the survival of the organization, and the details will follow in the presentation. We will take members of the Select Committee, honorable members of the Select Committee, through the strategic overview, the work program of Status A, the risks and priorities. And in the strategic overview, we start with the issue of our strategy, where we are saying that our vision, Chair, is to improve lives through data ecosystem.
Just a little disturbance there, a little bit. I forgot to tell you that you've got 40 minutes to make your presentation. The department has 40 minutes to make their presentation. We can extend it by 10 minutes and not more than that. So, as you make your presentation, be mindful of that time. Sorry for the disturbance. You may continue.
Emerson, we have a responsibility to measure in the country, and I can give you assurances of the highest order that we stick to the time, even less. But let us get straight. The vision of Status A, that we seek to improve lives through data ecosystems. And as we do so, we want to transform the production and coordination of statistics, as well as the use through optimization, innovation, and partnerships. What are our strategic outcomes? We say that we will deal with issues of insightful data and agile operating model, interconnected statistical systems, and transformed capabilities. Let us now look at what is it that we say we will do in each of the strategic areas. One is in insightful data. We have committed ourselves, Chairperson, to sustain the quality of national indicators. That is, regardless of the challenges we are facing with funding or otherwise, we have to make sure that issues like your population census, issues like your population media estimates, your GDP, your quarterly labor markets have to come up because they are needed for planning. We have to explore the use of alternative data sources and make sure that we innovate the interactive dissemination platform. One of the things that we will do in an agile operating model is that we'll reposition and strengthen the methodology function of Status A while we modernize and innovate the business processes, but also innovate the statistical business and geographic frames. This is quite critical in that we always look at the side of the business of the statistical business, but the geographic frames are a very good reference to ensure that everything we do can be referred to a point, a geographic point. What will we do in interconnected statistical systems? We'll develop a digital business a transformation strategy, and of course, institutionalize what we call the South African Statistical Quality Assessment Framework self-assessment. At the stage is that of previously, we used to get data which we would upload ourselves, but we would want to see a self-assessment where the users and other producers can load their data, particularly other producers, and get reports online. But let us look at transformed capabilities. We will invest in innovative technologies and ICT infrastructure while we align our structure, skills, and resources to strategy and make sure that we redeploy our staff members. Now, let us look at our work program, Chairperson. We'll start with the economic statistics. Business as usual continues, and of course, as we do so, we will have 230 statistical releases and reports that are scheduled for this financial year. What are the highlights? We will publish the updated PPI weight what is the producer price in this index weight and of cost. The capital expenditure survey statistical release will be published quarterly. We will have a research report to expand on the coverage of natural capital account series, as it is critical that as a country we monitor our national or our natural capital, things like our sources of water, things like how our country is moving, be it from mining to agriculture or from agriculture to mining. Those are very critical, Chairperson. What are the innovations? We will have an experimental residential property price index published monthly. Research continues on the use of administrative data to supplement the annual financial statistics, whereas we will test the inclusion of TVET institutions in the higher education institutions releases. In population and social statistics, Chairperson, it's business as usual. And of course, as it is, the highlights are that the main release, Deputy Minister has already spoken about the census result. We will release the census result. We are saying it's July 2023. As we highlight this day in our work program, there are issues that the statistician general must be satisfied before we finalize or tie down the date. One is the output of the post-enumeration survey, which helps us to deal with quality issues as well as helps us to see how many people we have counted more than once or we have missed. Generally, we come up with an undercount and then we will brief council, and council and the statistician general will meet with the minister and deputy minister and ultimately meet with the president and agree on the final date. But as such preparations are being made, Chairperson, we do not share the numbers up front. The numbers will be released by the statistician general on the date that will be agreed or at the time that the president will officiate for the release of the numbers. So there is no precise on the numbers. We will finalize data collection for the income and expenditure survey in the third quarter of this financial year. And this, Chairperson, is what we started in November last year, and it goes to November this year, a report that will come next year in 2024. Coming out of Census 2022, there will be thematic reports in education, child statistics, gender, people with disabilities, and marginalized groups and household services. What are the innovations, Chair? We will research on alternative data sources, as we do in economic statistics, and we will continue to engage on external data sources for the integrated indicator framework reporting, which we work with the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation, as well as the Planning Commission, for purposes of making sure that we have sufficient indicators that are needed for the country's planning. Chairperson, in the National Statistics System, we will have a report on SDGs country report that has to serve during the United Nations General Assembly later in the year. And of course, the main issue here, Chairperson, is to deal with the amendment bill, which we have taken through cabinet and it's ready for tabling in parliament. But amongst other highlights is that the integrated indicator framework, which will have 88 indicators for the district development model. As we do so, we'll develop a data source inventory system, while the innovations I've already spoken about, the South African Statistical Quality Assessment Framework portal for training, it's amongst the innovations that we'll have, which will help us to deal with the self-assessment so that we can take it further to even administrative data. Administrative data, Chairperson, differs from our sample surveys that we get, or our censuses and sample surveys that we collect, in that we get it from institutions that produce data as a byproduct. For example, the Department of Health, a nurse in a clinic, collects statistics of the number of people that come and visit them per day. But their job is not to produce statistics. Their job is to produce, to make sure that they provide support, health support to the nation. But such data is very critical. The Department of Education, the teacher in a classroom has to make sure that they provide education to learners as much possible. But they know who's present, who's absent on a particular day amongst their parents. This is administrative data, which will become a very good source for the South African Statistical Quality Assessment Framework. And we will be able to reduce the burden for cost of data collection. And we also have an online metadata repository for indicators implemented, in that we need to know the story of data, about the variables that we use. In statistical operations and support, Chairperson, our highlights, firstly, is that the dissemination of Census 2022 results at provincial and local level will be the major highlight. As we do so, we will test the integrated operating model in provinces to streamline field operations so that we can limit our footprint in terms of the number of offices, which are quite costly for us, while we make sure that in terms of collection, we increase the reach in terms of areas, especially at lower geographic levels. We will revamp our website to enhance functionality going forward. What are the innovations, Chairperson? We will implement the enterprise architecture platform, including a digital roadmap that provides a particular direction in the work that we do. And in doing so, we'll implement the mixed mode for household surveys. Chairperson, this work, we started it during Census 2022, in that we collected from our gadgets, where it was face-to-face interviews. There were telephonic-assisted interviews. There were also web-assisted interviews. These modes have to be integrated going forward because they will become the functionality and the core of the way we collect data. There are methodological issues that we need to look in this regard. Chairperson, in methodology and statistical infrastructure, it's business as usual, and we'll research at the research design for new master sample. And of course, as we do so, we will adopt international classification on harmonized systems, that is harmonized systems 2022, as well as monitoring and evaluation of practice incorporated into the quality management system to make sure that our statistics can stand the test of time. Innovations will report on additional sources for updating the statistical business register in collaboration with the South African Revenue Services, SARS. And of course, we will have a geo portal for dissemination on statistical products. Chairperson, in administration, indeed, here, business as usual, there are no additional funding received for our E&E. But what are the highlights? We will develop the digital business transformation strategy. We'll implement the skills development strategy. We'll conduct the impact analysis for disaster recovery. In terms of innovations, Chair, certainly we have to institutionalize the business process management while we innovate in management information systems. But of course, assessment and review of our office accommodation remains critical at national, provincial, and district level. As I've already indicated, that we would like to minimize the cost, the burden of having offices as a footprint, while we increase our ability to reach at lower levels of geography. In terms of our estimate of national expenditure, Chairperson, we know that the negotiated salary increases all over government have had an impact. And of course, what it means here is that we'll need additional funding. potentially engagements with National Treasury, not for us alone, but for all departments, will assist us in this regard. As we do so, we have vacancies that are not fully funded. We are sitting at 19.6%. So what we do, we prioritize chairperson only on the critical positions, while, of course, on our approved structure, which was approved by DPSA, working with National Treasury, we are not fully funded. That is why we continue to see a lot of acting people in status A, while, of course, Minister and Deputy Minister are assisting us as of now to stabilize the top so that in future when we meet, we don't have as many acting DDGs as we would have had in the past. What is the distribution of our allocations for 2023-24? Compensation of employees, 61%, goods and services, 27%, capital assets, 12%, and transfers as and subsidies as well as financial assets, assets are quite negligible. Chairperson, what are the risks and priorities? The risks and priorities are that demand trumps supply. There's a lot of demand while we do not have enough data to supply. But we know that the census will serve as a baseline for statistical information that will help us as a country. Of course, we will invest in strategic partnerships that will help us a lot in terms of harvesting data. The statistician general is responsible for official and other statistics, which we can graduate into official. Is largely based on the fact that because we are not fully funded and we are funded on project basis, so when we are not funded certain projects, we can continue chairperson. But one thing we can assure is that we have finally received funding for the income and expenditure survey, which will help us measure the poverty and inequality, a matter that I've already indicated that we are already in field starting November last year, concluding November this year, where the result will come in 2024. There will be various reports coming out of Census 2022 based on particular themes, which will help us a lot, people with disability, child statistics, gender, and the like. And of course, we'll continue to research on alternative data sources to ensure that it's a lot more cheaper to collect our work or to do our work. In the business operating model, Chairperson, let me indicate that we have continued to be disrupted, one, through COVID. But on the other hand, there are other issues, Chairperson, that electricity challenges in the country are disrupting our work. As we move towards modernizing our data collection, relying on digital platforms, it becomes a lot more challenging with the disruptions that we are seeing, Chairperson. But what are we going to do? We will continue to look at modernizing our value chain as well as use alternative data sources. In terms of resources, we have already indicated that we have a high vacancy rate. One of the biggest challenges, Chairperson, is that when we for the years, the 5 years that we had no funding at all, we have lost many people. Some of the people that we have built capacity over 20 years since democracy. It takes us almost a decade to build particular skills and expertise in the organization. I'll give a good example. Someone may be very good. We have prices from producer prices indices as well as a consumer price indices. Those things, while they are in price, the specialty, we need to build them separately. So it's not a question of moving people around to fit everywhere. Someone readily working in social statistics on demographic issues cannot readily work in certain areas of economic statistics. So when we lose one staff member, we lose about 24, 26 staff members per quarter, Chairperson. And as we do so, they go to big institutions, banks, international agencies like the United Nations, World Bank, and the like. And it's very difficult to compete with such institutions. counter offers can work. There are times when we can keep them as much, but there are times when they are offered higher salaries, we cannot compete at all. So as such, we will continue to reprioritize. We will continue to fill critical vacancies, and we'll deal with the skills development strategy. Chairperson, let us look at the 5-year strategic plan in terms of priorities. We are saying that we will drive and conclude legislative reform. As we do so, Chairperson, we will sustain and protect the quality of national indicators. We will drive business transformation and change. Chairperson, the next slide says Dihelakwane. And this slide is in one of our languages in South Africa. And it has a context, Chairperson. I will use the next 1 or 2 minutes to explain the context. When I was young, Chairperson, growing up in the villages, our mothers could not read and write. So we used to read letters on their behalf that came from our fathers from urban centers. We used to write for them. When our mothers concluded letters, Chairperson, they could not indicate to their husbands to say, I love you or I miss you, my husband. Because that was unheard of. The children were the scribes. So the children, according to village legend, could not hear those words coming out of their mothers because they would go deaf, according to village legend. The children could not write those words coming out of their mothers. They would go blind. Now, there was a standard way of concluding a letter to say, they would say, they would say, they would say, now, Chairperson, never and never again should we allow a section of our society not to be able to fully express themselves because we didn't have numbers to inclusively plan even for them, that they are actually disenfranchised even on matters that matter the most to them, like matters of the heart, where they can't express themselves fully, and they say Dihelakwane. In English and Afrikaans, Chairperson, finish and clear. And I can assure you, the next slide, Chairperson, is blank. While I do so, the Deputy Minister had indicated that he would like to be recused for other engagements. And he said, I should remind you of that request, Chairperson. Finish and clap. I thank you, Chairperson.
No, thank you. That is the life. Yeah? And I'll say, when you read the letter, close your ears so you don't hear what you are reading. Thank you very much. You may continue with the presentation. Let's say that we have Honorable Jadu, who is now a member of this select committee in this cluster. Welcome, Honorable Jadu, but it's not in the meeting now because it's got other commitments. Let's continue with the presentation.
Chair, we are done with our presentation.
Yeah, honourable members, that is the presentation from SA. ba fele tsona mo. Now what I want to know about is, I think now it's time for us to engage with the presentation. I know that your budget is improving. There's been additional funding to fund some of your programs, including the appointment of new staff and management. And we know that you are, as you are saying, that you are losing lots of people to the private sector and other international institutions. That needs people who are doing that. I mean, people with statistics background. What I want to check is, what kind of programs are we engaged in to ensure that we produce our own statisticians in terms of offering of bursaries for students who want to do the same? And and how also do we improve? Is there a way of improving the packages so that we can compete with other people? I know we cannot compete with international agencies, but for skills that are rare in the country, sometimes we'll be forced to adjust and ensure that you keep those people in the position that are very central to the development of our country. We know how important, I don't need to repeat how we all know that the statistics, that it's very important in the analysis. And at the same time, when you do planning, you need statistics to inform where you are going. So, honorable members, that is the presentation from StatsSA. I see the hand of Honorable Luthuli. Marandon. And Luthuli.
Am I audible? Am I audible, Secretary?
Yes, you are, Zen.
Thank you so much, Secretary. Is there a moment when you now imagine and you now imagine? I have only two questions, Secretary. When is the statistics finalized and given an amendment? And the last one, that the statistics is a problem in all
thank you. Are you still on the platform? I can't hear your voice anymore.
No, I'm back.
Okay, thanks a lot. Are there any other questions from the members? Anyway, the presentations and the plan are so loud and clear. There are no complications so far. If you may respond to the my comments and question and that of Honorable Luthuli. Over to you. And also, if you can just, you know, how long will it take to end this acting, this Hollywood in StatsSA? Can you give us time or by the end of this year, or by the end of 3 months or 6 months? Yeah, you may respond.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm going to ask two colleagues that are in this meeting. One is Bruce Worcester, Acting DDG for Corporate Services, to deal with the issue of staffing, and of course the vacancies.
Oh, if you may, excuse me, there's a problem with the system. I'm told that the Honorable Bafa has his hand raised. I can't see it from my system. So Honorable Bafa, you may, and all any other member who has a question can follow Honorable Bafa after he has asked this question. Over to you, Honorable Bafa. I'm sorry, I couldn't see your name on the, even now I can't see your name on the system.
No, thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, just two questions for me. Given the high staff turnover at Staff SA over the years, has the department developed any attractive retention strategy to address the high turnover rate experienced in the department? The second one, Chairperson, does Staff SA have a program aimed at capacitating all government departments and local government on key statistical findings to assist all spheres in planning, policy making, evidence based decision making, and budgeting? Those are just the two questions that I have, Chairperson. Thank you so much.
Are there other members who've got questions that are? Anyone who's got a question or a comment, that, I mean, I cannot see their name on the system, they may. Okay, let me give over to you to respond.
Thanks indeed, Chairperson. Let me ask the following DDGs to deal with the questions, and I will conclude. I will ask Acting DDG Bruce Yoster to deal with the issue of staffing, as well as the issue of retention strategy and general work that we're doing and offering of bursaries or anything. Then the issue of finalizing the legislative reform, I'll ask DDG for Population and Social Statistics, Ms. Yandi Swampecheni, to deal with that. For capacitating government departments, I'm going to ask DDG Ashwell Jineka to deal with the questions in quick order, and I'll conclude, Chairperson. So, colleagues, let's deal with those questions.
Thank you, SG, and good morning, colleagues. Regarding the improving packages and the retention strategy for Stats SA employees, is that we are aligned to the DPSA packages in terms of what we can offer, and the only counter offer that we can make should an employee still consider it is actually only within the actual level that employee is currently at the time of getting an alternative offer of employment. So that is very limiting in terms of what we can do to try and retain that skill. So if we have a chief director that's leaving, and that director is already on a middle notch, we can only go towards the end of that scale in terms of the chief director level, which would be a level 14. So in terms of remuneration packages, we are very restricted in that, because we cannot offer then a level 14 candidate any level higher than that. And that goes for director level as well, and levels 11 to 12. In terms of what we are trying to do, the organization, and I think it's highlighted in the work program, that we are developing and recruiting interns in terms of the skills required for the new statistical environment that we're looking at. data scientists and data analysts. So interns, we are looking at employing interns. We've already concluded the screening processes, looking at about 54 interns for the current financial year, and that would be in the new skill sets that are required for the statistical environment. So, but we offer bursaries for candidates that are wanting to study at university. We had a program that's for skills at schools level to try and get pupils interested in statistics, and that is still ongoing at a provincial level. In terms of trying to then keep skills, is that we've had partnerships with the University of Cape Town and Stellenbosch, and we are really looking at new partnerships in terms of the new skill set environment. So a lot of the colleagues that have departed Stats SA at Chief Director, and I must say we are losing more females than males, and that affects our SMS recruitment levels. They are, most of them have been through these honors courses that we've had and master's courses we've had through Stellenbosch and UCT. And that is still ongoing in terms of the new skill sets that we are required. So as a lot of the statisticians in Stats SA are almost have honors or masters, so we have looking at training courses that are short term that will actually just beef up the skill sets in terms of current trends. In terms of the acting positions, we have, and in terms of the positions, since we were given 40 million as a base, as is just indicated in 2021 to financial year till now, and we've recruited over 296 or filled positions. And what we have found, because we have not recruited for almost 5 years, a lot of that related to internal promotions, where candidates have extended their stay at existing levels and built up a massive amount of experience, and they've been promoted within the organization. And there have been external appointments, and those would then dip into the allocation we've been receiving. So we have ongoing monthly meetings with National Treasury where they assess our recruitment processes. So we have been on a massive recruitment drive. That increases have added 102 million to our COE bill. And that money is not funded at this stage. So the COE forecast is that we would be exceeding our expenditure, but we are awaiting guidance from National Treasury. I think it towards the end of the first quarter, start of the second quarter, as to how they will be assisting all departments, not just Stats SA, regarding the increases that were granted for levels 1 to 12. We are then also, should the SMSs be granted the cost of living adjustment increase, would it be an extra approximately 18 million that will be added to that 102 million? In addition, as you hear, the annual pay provisions will also add a small amount to that bill. Chairperson, I think I've answered all the questions, thank you.
Yandi, please followed by Ashwell in that big order.
Thank you, thank you, Chairperson and honorable members. On the question of when we envisage completing the amendment bill, the amendment bill was presented by the SG and the DM was discussed in Parliament, at Cabinet, approved for processing in Parliament. But we've been waiting to hear if we'll be in the list of priority bills that will be discussed this year. So the Minister and the Deputy Minister's office are following up on this so that we know if we'll be able to get this finalized this year or if it will be done next year. I think we'll be left with about a month to hear if we're going to be on the list of priority bills. Thank you.
Thanks, Yandi. Ashwell?
Thank you, Chair. So, taking into account, Chair, that we produce about 275 reports a year, that means we bring out a report almost every day. So we've got a tremendous responsibility to empower people out there. So what we've done in Stats SA, we've developed what's called the Marketing and Communications Unit. What about between 10 and 15 officials? And their responsibility is to make sure that people out there understand statistics. So we developed several training programs. The one is for all ambassadors that leave South Africa, we've developed a program and we've done several training sessions. We've also got about 4 media training sessions a year where we develop a special session for media to understand our statistics. Also, there is what's called SASCAP, the South African Statistical Quality Assessment Framework. So we've got 9 provincial offices and 52 district offices. So we train the officials in these offices to go around and train the provinces and municipalities on data quality, specifically SASCAP. And then, Chairperson, we've also got what's called the Integrated Indicator Framework. Now, this framework explains how all statistics relate to policy in the country. So we've also developed some courses around that within our national statistics system. We've done some pilot training in KwaZulu-Natal and in, I think it's the Eastern Cape. And we're ready to roll out to all provinces. When we release the census later this year, Chair, we'll be more proactive in going to all municipalities. Because when we release the census, we do it with statistical package called Supercross, and this package is free. So we go around and install it in government departments and in municipalities, and we then train them on the use of that. That gives them the ability to do their own statistics for the area. Thank you, Jim.
Let me thank the colleagues that have responded. I will touch on the one that has to deal with the acting arrangements. How soon do we see that we will be ending that? Let me mention that amongst the DDGs, we have DDGs that are acting as of now. We actually have 3 substantive DDGs that are not, as we have 4 other DDGs that are acting out of the 7. 2 should be concluded anytime soon, Chairperson. I can't talk on the details further than that because amongst the contestants for the positions are acting DDG, but be
Recording in progress.
He doesn't feel confidence in you to do certain things. There'll be restrictions, even though they say you acting as if you are appointed at the head, kind of. But thank you very much for this elaborate answers to our questions and lots of clarity that you're giving. Thank you very much. You are excused, but the members of the committee will remain, so we deal with other issues related to Steph SA and us as the and the SIDEC committee. Thank you very much. Your part of the meeting is attended.
Thank you indeed, Chairperson, and thanks to the members.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you and goodbye. Yeah.
Other members, we've got the report. Report of meetings we have. They come in a form of what we call minutes. But this is a record of the meeting we held on the 2nd of May. We scroll page 1 and we go. Let them move. All members, this has a minute. Are there comments and additions or subtractions? In the absence of any, is there any mover for adoption of this minute? Who is moving?
Ndongeni.
Ndongeni moves, and who is the seconder?
Nkosi.
Ma'am?
Nkosi, Chair.
Oh, Nkosi second. Thank you very much. Marcel, is there another set of minutes or anything that needs to be engaged?
Chairperson, that is it for us for today. I just wanted to remind you, or maybe if you just want to inform members about the appointment of the new member for the Western Cape, as the Western Cape Delegate Chair. Other than that, there's no other issues.
Okay, yeah, and let's welcome Honorable Jadu in our cluster. You'll be...
Recording in progress.
In in the SIDEC committee, and hoping to meet with him, to be with him in the next meeting. So I think we've all said, is there any other thing that members would like to raise? In the absence of any, let me declare this meeting adjourned.
Thank you so much, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
And I also see